It was, I said to bring the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, and I didn't do it myself because my Svarim were in the back, Rabbi Willard was speaking. So we'll have to see if we can manage. But and it was also hard to tear myself away from hearing him, the question-answer session. We left in the middle of his analysis of Yawatzot. Right, what can we do? I'm sorry? I think his position is well known, but he presented it in a very clear way. I'll tell you afterwards. But I left in the middle. Okay, so the question we left off at the very end of last year was Ein Adam Oser Davar She'eino Shelo, and that super geschmack Rabbi Akiva Eger. And I'll say like this, if we'll do it b'kitzer, especially because I don't have my Shulchan Aruch on me. We'll do it b'kitzer. If you have old Shulchan Aruchs, by the way, half of the Rabbi Akiva Eger is missing. So you need the Friedman Shulchan Aruchs or the like. But let's give the two permutations of the Shaila. So the first one is Echveis. My kid takes the challenge off the crock pot. We'll talk about whether crock pots are okay a little bit later. But anyway, he does. And I think we'll probably learn the sugya of crock pots when we do Hatmana, even though there are obviously other issues that come up there. But we'll wait till Hatmana to get there. So anyway, they take the challenge off the thing and they put it down. So l'chor, I can't put it back because the conditions aren't met. And even though we have maybe the Sefer Truma to rely on, but we saw last time the Sefer Truma is not so geschmack to rely on that. But maybe we could come up with another Tzad L'Hakel, which is Ein Adam Oser Davar She'eino Shelo. It's not his challenge, it's mine. So what would this depend on? So Rabbi Akiva Eger says, well, we actually have to be machalic between two times ways in which the food could become usser due to lack of following the rules of Tanai Chazara. Number one would be it was hinich al gabe karka. So over there, where you did a maisa, then the principle of Ein Adam Oser Davar She'eino Shelo is not relevant because, you know, if I went to your chalent and I mixed in some chalev, so we wouldn't say, ah, it's mutter in Adam Oser Davar She'eino Shelo. However, it still would be a relevant shaila when the iser comes al yidei machshava, namely a lack of daito lahachzir. In other words, if the only problem was lack of daito lahachzir, so then perhaps we'll say this is fundamentally a question of das. And about das, something rooted in das, and then we do say in Adam Oser Davar She'eino Shelo, l'mashal, I can't, if I bow to your cow doesn't become usser. So maybe we could apply that principle. In other words, let's imagine it's still in the kid's hands, but he hadn't intended to put it back. So what would we say in that case? So Reb Kiviger writes that ba'oda biyado de machshavto she'eno rotze lachziro osra yesh lomar delav kol kamine lasor. So this is an interesting question because really what does it come down to? It comes down to the following shaila l'chayra. Is the pshat that if you have daito lahachzir, it's mutter to return? In which case, I would think this would be usser, because there's no daito lahachzir. It is true that it's something tully in machshava, but to permit returning the pot needs what? Daito lahachzir. And the kid doesn't have daito lahachzir, so there isn't daito lahachzir. So Rabbi Akiva Eger, by even discussing this issue, seems to be understanding it the other way, which is a chiddush, not the obvious way to look at it, I think. He's saying, no, the pshat is, it's the das not to return it that asers. And memela, so it's true the kid has das not to return, but at the same time, It's not his. So who says his das lesser as sakadera could aser my pot? So then Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, this is going to be totally in a very famous machlokas between the Rash and Tosfos about ein adam oser davar shen shelo. And it comes down to basically a machlokas in sugyos and how you resolve the machlokas. It's in Tosfos and Yevamos on Pei Gimel on the base, B'shem Deri, who basically says that the rule doesn't apply all the time, versus the Rash and Kilayim, Perek Zayin Mishnah Daled, who asks on the Ri and has a different mahalif. So we're not going to go into the details now of this machlokas because it's not really, we're already pretty far away from Isser Bishel. But Rabbi Akiva Eiger does two things over here. First of all, he presents the machlokas, Rishonim, and he tells you what's there in Nekudas HaMachlokas. And it's, as I said, it's a very fundamental shtickle in the sugya of Ein Adam Oser Davar Sheino Shelo. So if you have a chance to learn it, you'll get a lot of nachas. It's a very gishmak piece. Let's talk about another question. So this is a Washington Heights question. When we lived in the Heights, we had a oven with a pilot. Okay, some of you probably still have one, right? They don't exist so much outside of Washington Heights. So what the pilot light keeps the oven pretty warm. Not quite Yatza lettuce, but let's say, 100 degrees. So it's a great place to warm something up.
Even when it's off?
Even when it's off, right. A pilot light means is always on. In other words, there's a small fire at the bottom of your oven. When you turn on your oven, then they add gas and it gets bigger. And the truth is, in Washington Heights, they have it even on the stoves. That's pretty common outside of the Heights, but in many places, they still have it in ovens. So, or industrial ovens, or there could be other versions of this question. So the question I want to ask is like this. Is it mutter to put something to warm up in your oven if it's less than Yatza lettuce bone? We know normally nesina lechatchila into an oven is aser for many reasons, but maybe this should be mutter because it doesn't have a shame oven if it's less than Yatza lettuce bone. Should this be mutter or should this be aser? So the truth is the Magen Avraham discusses this in Sifkat and Tess. The Magen Avraham writes that it's mutter if it's garfakatam, and he's mesupik if it's not garfakatam. So what's the suffik? What's a suffik? Why would it be possibly aser if it's not garfakatam? Chor, the suffik is, are we choshesh for mechzik mevashel? Why is it a shayla? On the other one hand, if somebody looks at me, this looks like I'm mamish doing bishul, right? The person doesn't know my oven is off. They see me putting food in the oven. They're like, ah! What kind of Mechal Shabbos are you? At the same time, it's not something that's even capable of cooking. So how do you look at that? That's L'chora, his suffix.
Is there something by the Shalachim?
We.
Meaning, if there's a pilot, if the Jews put on a pilot light, so then are you going to go?
That's true. If a Jew turned on the pilot light, then you could be Mekel, but that's nothing to do with this.
So the pilot light can't really be Mekel.
Yes, but that's a kula by Bishalakim, that at least for Ashkenazim, the Tosefes of the Yisrael doesn't have to be significant, but that has nothing to do with us, okay. I don't think. Okay, fine. So that's the Shaila. Now, he writes that he would think to be Mekel, but he has a raya from the Magen Avraham Sifhei to be Machmir. Where does the Ramah come out? L'chumranis. The Ramah is talking about a case of where you were ofe pasmi ba'od yom, and then on Erev Shabbos, you took the pas out of the oven, and you were megarif es ha'gecholim, so you emptied out the oven, and then you didn't have plans to keep this into the oven. And then in the morning, the oven was still hot. And why? Because you baked in it on Erev Shabbos, and now you want to go and put it back into the oven. And he points out that this tanur was so. What does the Ramah say? So l'chora, the Ramah take a look. Mishnah and Gimel, these Ramahs and Sifhei, a bit confusing. So, right at the beginning of the Ramah, so first he has Yesh Matir and Lita and Lesoch Taner Shafu Bobi Baudyom. The Me'achar Shalo Hitminu Bo Rak Afu Bobi Baudyom. So I use this oven on Shabbos, right? I wasn't matman in this oven. In other words, I didn't use this oven to keep my food warm Friday night. I just baked on it at our Shabbos. Lo Nishar Bo Rak Hevel Mat. There's only a little bit of heat left. Vein Lachosh Levishal. Uvilvad Shalo Nitzdanein Lagamri. However, it's only mutter if it doesn't get entirely cold. In other words, a food that I'm putting back in is not entirely cold. V'yesh machmirim v'zeh. But v'machom kol kach be'atanur she'yatz lettuce bow, then it's aser. So we basically have the same situation here, right? We have a warm oven, and the Ramah says that if, first of all, he writes, yesh machmirim v'zeh, and even in the Mekilim, he's only mako, if it's lo nitzdan in legamre. However, lo nitzdan in legamre might just be necessary alt dechshash bishel, right? So this we already saw last time is a machlokas between the Gran and Magen Avraham, whether lo nitzdan in legamre is only alt dechshash bishel or also because of tanai chazara. But either way, he writes v'yesh machmir and bezeh. So l'chora, the machmirin are saying, even though it's not yad soledis bo, it's mutter. It's Aser. And even the Mekilim are only Mekil in this case because of what? Because it's Katam. So therefore, if it's Nesina Lechatchila, maybe we should be Machmir. And that's Lechora, the Diuk that the Magen Avraham has from the Ramah, that it should be Mutter. It should be Aser. That's his Diuk. So that's what Magen Avraham says. I would really think putting into this oven should be Mutter. Why? Because it doesn't have a Shem Taner when it's less than the Atzel Lettuce Boat. But from the Ramah, it sounds like he should be machmir. However, if you look at the Gra over here, he changes the girsa. Why? What is the Gra, right? And the Mishnah Berurah cites this in Mishnah Berurah Samaches. He thinks the correct girsa is like this. V'yesh matirin, we'll go back, litein l'soch tanur shafu bo mibod yom, d'me'achash lo t'minu bo rak afu bo mibod yom, lo nishar bo rak hevel me'at, v'ein lochosh l'bishol, uvavad shalo nitzdan in l'gamre, V'yesh machmirim b'zeh she'machom kol kach be'atanur she'yad tzoledes bo'aser. It's yesh machmirim b'zeh she'im, not the im in a new case. Yeah, they're machmirim if it's yad tzoledes bo. But if it's less than yad tzoledes bo, everybody agrees. Pashut that it's mutter. So that's what the Gra would say, that it's mutter. So the Magen Avraham has the old girsa, and therefore he's no telahachmir nishayla. The Mishnah Berurah liked the Gra's tikkun, it would seem, and therefore he is no telahakel. So you would think that we could be makel on nishayla based off of the Mishnah Berurah. Ray Willig was not so excited about this because the Gra has no evidence for his shinoi hagirsa. He just does it because he thinks it makes no sense. But I don't want to get into the cheshbon so now, but the Ramah's Chumrah might be based off of Yerushalmi, in which case there might be a makor for this. And you could argue that it does make sense. It's a chiddush to be machmir. But therefore, we don't have the right to change the gear. So the Ramah, as the Gra does, and therefore, in light of the Yerushalmi, and therefore it's not so pashut to be makil on the Shaila. Okay, so that's one shaila. Now I want to ask a different shaila, which I think you could argue is the opposite shaila. What's a shaila? Radiators. Okay, also another Washington Heights shaila. You want to go ahead and warm something up? Could you put on a radiator? So what do I mean it's the opposite question? Because what was this question? The first question was you have a shaila of mechzik mevashel, but it doesn't have a shem taner, right? Here, there's no mechzik mevashel because nobody ever cooks on radiators. But at the same time, it is yad soledes bo, right? Again, radiator pachos yad soledes bo. Of course, that's what there. Question is, radiator that is yad soledes bo, which often they are. But so here, there's no mechzik mevashel. It's almost the reverse question. Take a look at Dirshu note one. He quotes it. Rav Moshe was matir nesina lechatchila over here because there's no mechzik mevashel. Rav Yashiv, he quotes as being hesitant. This is a little different than the the furnace is discussed in the Shulchan Aruch, because the furnace is discussed in the Shulchan Aruch, they were sometimes cooked on them. They were primarily used for heating, but it's clear that they sometimes would use them for cooking, as opposed to radiator, which is why would Rav Eliashib be machmir? I suppose it's because it's a low plug. In other words,
you can't change the temperature, so should we not the issue?
Ah, so that's an interesting question. You have to be in the vara a little bit. In, at least in my Washington Heights apartments, if you wanted to change the temperature, you needed the super to come in with a wrench, and it never worked anyway. But some of them have, you're right, some of them have not. So that's exactly correct. So you are increasing, though, the heat. In other words, you're causing more of the liquid, let's say, that's heating up the radiator to go through the pipes, and that produces a hotter thing. So in that case, there would be achshash amichat, I think, if you could raise the temperature. So I was thinking about my radiator that we used to, good old days, have in the Heights, which couldn't be changed. But I suppose that if you had an adjustable radiator, now then you would need to address that question as well. And again, obviously, we're talking about a case where there's no chash bishul. I would think that there is makom lahakel on the shayla, like Rav Moshe. Assuming that there, again, my radiators where you couldn't change the temperature, because then lamaisa, there's no mafsik mevashel, and there's no chash chitoin, as we've seen before. L'chora, based off of the psak of the Rashba and Sifei, once those two concerns are alleviated, then nesina l'chatchila should be mutter. Now this brings us to another very interesting question, and the cheshbon here, this is why I wanted everyone to bring the gemaras and the shulchan aruchs, is a little complicated, this cheshbon. The question of smicha l'chatchila. And the reason why, I mean, it's an important question on its own, as we'll see, the post can discuss it, but understanding this might also be relevant to a lot of the questions of when is sinu l'chatchila's mutter, like we talked about before in the Plata and other cases. How do you view that? When is nesina l'chatchila ever mutter? So that's our question now, the din of smicha. Now, the Gemara in Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph asked the Shaila, what's the din by smicha for kira that's not glufa v'ketuma? And the Gemara more or less concludes that this is mutter. Why is it mutter? Why are you allowed to do smicha if it's not garfakatam? After all, you're not allowed to do shahia or achzara when it's not garfakatam. Why is smicha mutter? In other words, an event that if it was shahia would be aser, an event that algabav would be aser, lemar kadisle, but still, smicha's mutter. So why is smicha more of a tzad lahakel? So Rabbeinu Prachya on that Gemara writes, afal pisha lo gir fakitem, taha ein lo zikaron, yeser mizeh, v'gali daite shen kavanaso, ela lishmor chom kedei raso bilvad, lo shimar bishula klal, taha ein tachteha gecholam. So basically what he's telling you is, whatever you're worried about generally, you're good here. What do I mean to say? Normally you're worried about... if you think grifa v'ketima is meant to show that you're mesiach das from maximal heat, so you're mesiach das from heat, right? If you actually wanted this to be hot, you wouldn't put it next to the kira, you'd put it on top of the kira. Putting it next to the kira shows you don't care very much about how hot this gets. And even if you want to be a hacker type of person, though, as we argued that in Rishonim, there's a very weak basis for that, but also you have a hacker over here because you didn't put it, the normal place you would put this to heat up would be, or to cook would be on top of the kira, you're putting it next to the kira. So, great. In other words, basically what are we saying is that even though it's not garfakatam, it's equivalent to garfakatam. Now, that being the case, so if you say it that way, so then you might still say that nesina l'chatchila will be aser. Why? Because what did I say? I said, well, it's not garfakatam, but it's equivalent to garfakatam. But garfakatam isn't matir nesina l'chatchila, right? If my kira is garfakatam, I still can't do nesina l'chatchila. So, therefore, we have to address this very important question, which is nesina l'chatchila for smicha mutter? That's our shayla. So let's start with Ashitas Tosfos. And we'll start with the Rishonim, and we'll see that L'chaira from Tosfos, from the Rashba, from the Rush, and others, we have an answer to this question. And then we'll see, very interestingly, the Achronim on the page of the Shulchan Aruch deal with this extensively. Chassam Sofer, Rebbe Akiva Eiger, the Dagomir Vava, without actually being misyachis so much to the Rishonim, which is very interesting also. So we'll start with first, what do we see in the Rishonim, and then we'll talk about what do we see in the Achronim. So Tosfos addresses this question, basically. Tosfos says, well, this Shaila of the Gemara, of Smicha, what is it a Shaila? So Tosfos wants to show that this could be a Shaila both according to Rabbanan and according to Hananya. Even though maybe you would really think it's a Shaila according to the Rabbanan only, because after all, according to Hananya, it's mutter to do it even al gabav. So why do you need to ask about Smicha? But Tosfos, who paskins like Hananya, wants to show this is a Shaila even according to Hananya. So we'll see. The riff, we'll get to it in a moment, is, oh, this is one of the many rayas that the Gemara paskins like Chachamim, because according to Hananya, this isn't even a Shaila. Right, that the whole mahalik of the Rif to try to show how do we pass his riot that we pass like Rabbanan against Hananiah is to show all these stamma de Gemaras, even though the Gemara at the beginning sort of said, yeah, of course we pass like Hananiah. It's a stam Mishnah from earlier in the Masechta. But all the stamma de Gemaras that follow assume like the Chachamim, and this is one of them. This Gemara is a riot according to the Rif that we pass like Chachamim. So Tosfos obviously passes like Hananiah, and Tosfos therefore shows this Gemara's Shaila works perfectly l'kulei alma. What do I need to say? If you hold like Rabbanan, the Shaila is Shia, right? And if you hold like Hananya, the Shaila is both Hachzara and also Shia Pachos B'machal Ben Drusai. Because even according to, there is a case where even according to Hananya, Shia is Aser. So that's the way Tosfos sets up the Shaila. It's interesting that Tosfos doesn't say it that way. That's what Tosfos could have said to answer his question. But Tosfos, when he says the question, again, take a look if you have it open. I didn't bring it tomorrow, but Tosfos says that for the Rabbanan, the Shaila is both about Shehiyah and Hachzara. Now, that's interesting. How did Tosfos know that? Maybe the Shaila was just about Shehiyah. Again, this is very important because remember, the way Rabbi Akiva Eger, I'm only just foreshadowing the Rabbanan, but I just want you to note the Achronim, but I want you to note it now because you just see Tosfos is against that. The way Akiva Eger learns among an Aram, Hachzara is Asur according to the Rabbanan, only according to the Rabbanan. Hachzara is Asur by Smicha according to the Rabbanan. In other words, the Gemara Shaila, the Rabbanan is only by Shia, right? Tosfos just says, of course, the Shaila would be according to the Rabbanan, both Shehiyah and Hachzara, right? So how did Tosfos know that, Taka? How did Tosfos know? Maybe Kivyeg is right? Maybe the Shaila is only by Shehiyah. So it could be that the answer is because of the Raya that we bring to be Mekel on the Shaila. We bring the Raya from Beis Kiros Hamatimos, and that Braisa also talks about Hachzara. And therefore, we know that Hachzara is mutter. Now, it's the little snippet of that brisa that's quoted over here doesn't mention Hachzara, but earlier the Gemara quoted that whole brisa, which was talking about Hachzara as well. Now, I might even add that the way Tosfos formulates the Shaila is a little bit Tosfos l'shitaso. Because remember, according to Tosfos, is the Shaila, what's the reason why we ask her Shehiyah? Zer Shem Yichate. What's the reason why we ask her Achzara? So the fact that we're asking the same question, Bevas Achas, without even spelling it out, that's actually exactly what you'd expect. I'm sorry?
Well, what was that point? The Hanani allows Shehiyah in certain instances when he doesn't talk Zara.
The Shaila, yeah, but when Hachzara is Asr, it's Asr Al Tzeir Shemichata. So if you think that this is equivalent to Garfa Katam, and therefore she is going to be mutter, then why wouldn't Chazar also be mutter, right? So Tosos A has a textual diuk to support this claim. Again, Tosos doesn't spell it out, but it's also exactly what you'd expect him to say on this Gemara, which then is going to sort of highlight the issue, as we'll get back to in a moment, which is if you think that Achzar is Asar because of Mechzikim of Ashel, there would have been a very good reason to be Mechalik between them, conceivably. And it doesn't have to be Chiluk. You could say no, because Smicha doesn't have Chash Chitu, and it doesn't have Mechzikim of Ashel. But you wouldn't necessarily be asking the same question B'vas Achas. Okay. So then Tosa says, so if you hold like Chachamim, it's a Shaila by Shia Nachzara, and if you hold like Hanania, so then it's a Shaila just of Hachzara, plus Shia Pachos Mimachal Ben Drusai. Good. Now, you see, Agav, a couple of things here also as well. Number one, you see that Tosos is Matir, Garfa Katam Pachos Mimachal Ben Drusai, not like the Rashba, right? Like the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, because that's what he's saying. That's our Shaila over here. Our Shaila is Smicha equivalent to Garfa Katam, and therefore it's going to be Mutter. In other words, Pshita Grifa Vektima works, even Pachos Mimachal Ben Drusai. So you see Tosfos here being Mako on that Shaila, just Derech Agav. You also see, we'll see, but the Rif, who learns that this Shaila is about Shehia, thinks that it's, even if we say, okay, he couldn't consider it as being by Hachzara for some reason. Let's say because he thinks Hachzara is Hachzara for a different reason, right? But the Rif thinks that the Shaila only makes sense if you learn like the Rabbanan, right? Because like we said, this is the Rif's Raya, one of his Rayas that we must pass in like the Rabbanan. Why couldn't it be that it's also a Shaila but the Hanania, Pachzim Achim and Dusai? Even if you say, yeah, this Shaila of Mahu Lesmoch is only a Shehiya Shaila. But Tosus would say, it still would prove the point. The Rif consistently doesn't consider that possibility. In other words, one reason why the Rif has a whole series of Gemaras that he thinks are only Aliba de Chachamim is because he's not open to the possibility of saying this is a Shaila by Shia Pachos Me'achal Medrusai. So why is that? So maybe it's a ride that the Rif holds like the Rashba, right? That's why I couldn't consider it. There's a line in the Rif, though, that he sounds like Garf Katam always works. So that may or may not be a good derech, but certainly it's something to think about. Certainly it's something to think about. Okay. Okay. So now let's turn to the Rambam. To the Rambam. Rambam is very interesting. Rambam is Gimel Zion and Gimel Yud. So I also, as I said, I couldn't come up with Sfarim. Anyone have a Rambam here? No. No. Okay, so what does it say? You can read it. What does it say in Gimel Zion? Right. All right. So what does he say? Mutter lismoch mi ba'erev, right? I thought it says mi ba'odio. Mi ba'erev? And that's what says in the Frankel version?
This is the Frankel version.
Oh, look at that. You even get the Frankel version online. Okay, so how do you get the Frankel version online?
It's called the Freeware.
Look at that. Interesting. Okay, good. So if you read that Rambam on its own, what would you think is the halacha? So you're reading Miba'erev meaning Kodem. Yeah, Miba'erev means Erev Shabbos, right? Truth is, when I read the Rambam, I thought he meant Nesil L'Chatchila. You're even allowed to do Smicha Miba'erev once it's nighttime.
Miba'erev is more ambiguous than people know, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. So I read that Rambam. I thought the Rambam was being Mako on that Shaila. But even though that's ambiguous, when it comes to Halacha Yud, you'll see it's very clear. What does it say in Halacha Yud?
Yeah, kol shemuntu b'shos al gabi ha'esh k'shenoklim oso b'shabbos asur la'achzir l'mikomo v'ein la'achzir le'olam el al gabi kira k'rufa o v'chusa o v'kira v'kupa sh'husku b'kash v'vama v'u sh'lo n'yach v'kira al gabi karka v'u sh'nich al gabi karka v'ein la'achzir le'osab v'afil al gabi k'rufa o v'chusa v'ein la'achzir le'tanu v'u v'kupa sh'husku b'gepes o v'eitim af o p'rish agar o kisa m'pnish ha'belan k'fam b'yoser.
So if you can't do hachzara, you can't do smicha. So clearly, you can't. So I can't do hachzara nesin al chatchila, right? So therefore, clearly, the Rambam is being machmir for smicha al chatchila. So that shows that when he said mi ba'erev back in halacha zayin, you were reading is correct, not the way I read it. I saw an achron that Taka says reads it the way I read it, but I don't know what he does with it. It's a blatant stira in halacha yud. I don't know. So l'chayra, the Rambam is machmir neshayla smichol chatchila. Again, what do we think about Tosos? I forgot to go back to our shayla. So according to Tosos, what do you think? Smichol chatchila should be moter aser. Well, Tosos thinks that the shayla of the Gemara is either a shayla shahir or achzara. So it seems like he would be machmir on that shayla as well, right? Otherwise, it should be a shayla about nesin al-chatchila. So sounds like Rambam is machmir on nishayla. Sounds like Tosos is machmir on nishayla. So we're in bad shape, right? We have the Rif, who's machmir, clearly. We have the Rambam. We have Tosvos. The only difference is that the Rif and the Rambam are only matir shahia. The Tosos would be Matir Hachzara, even according to the Rabbanan. So we have a little bit of a difference. But both would Matir Smicha Lechatchila. The big problem is the Braisa that seems to be Matir Hachzara. We thought that's where Tosos was coming from. And how the Rif and the Rambam would address that is a good question. Okay, so now let's turn to the poskim. Then we'll get back to the Rishonim. So let's turn to the Magen Avraham, Sif Katan Hay. Lismoch la kedera v'chulei mi ba'erev. So what does mi ba'erev mean? So it means Erev Shabbos, right? In other words, he's quoting here the lesson of the Rambam. Okay. So v'chulei, bein machzirin liolam ala gabiru v'tumah, v'chol she'in machzirin alav, ein somchin lo b'shabbos ad kam l'shono. In other words, what the Rambam, what the Magen Avraham did for us, is he put together the Rambam in halacha vav, al Rambam in halacha yud, to make it clear that if you can't be machzir, you can't be somich. Good? So you, fine. Mashma, de b'shabbos asr l'smoch bein agrufa, okay, so far so good. We would agree to that Rambam, that Diakon Rambam. So smicha lechatchila, daibayi b'gemara lo have ala b'erev Shabbos. The shaila is the Gemara is about erev Shabbos. Ba'ein magid Mishnah, chaymash me'beref ein sham. Aval asfar hashniya, meaning Chananya, shari afilu b'Shabbos. Kemo shekasav Rama, sof sif yud. So what does that mean? Aval svar shniya shari afilu b'shabbos. Does that mean hachzara is mutter or nesina lechatchila is mutter? So the way Rabbi Kivega reads this is that it means svar shniya, meaning then hachzara would be mutter. So svar rishon, if you learn like chachamim, then shehiya b'smicha is mutter, but hachzara is aser. And if you learn like chachamim, so then hachzara is better. And the logic would be, because the Gemara Shaila, if you paskin like Chananya, was about hachzara, it wouldn't make sense that it's only about Shia Pachos Machal Ben Rusai, right? So the Gemara Shaila is about hachzara, he's assuming. And therefore, the conclusion that it's mutter is permitting even hachzara. And the Rambam that asers hachzara, he would say, is only because he paskins like the chachamim. Okay, and again, in light of basically the Rishonim that we saw, this makes sense because we saw that the Rif thinks that the Gemara Shaila is about Shehiya, and therefore it only makes sense Aliba de Chachamim. And therefore, if you pass him like the Day of Shnia, then the Gemara Shaila would also be about Hachzara, as Tosus points out, and then that would come out. Good. Now, but the problem is that what about the Raya from the Brisa? So this idea that the Raya, there's a Raya from the Brisa, is not my diuk. It's the Dagal Mirvala's diuk. Rabbi Akiva Eiger over here quotes that Dagal Mirvala's diuk. In other words, again, because the Brisa that we bring to prove the permissibility of smicha also is talking about Hachzara. And therefore, if we permit Shehiya, we should also permit Hachzara. So the Rigveger thinks it's not a raya, and I didn't understand his dechia at all. It's not just me who didn't understand. I mean, I didn't understand it, but it felt a little better because then I saw that the Bir Halacha said, I also, or the Shartzian one, the Mishnah Berurah somewhere also quotes quotes Rigveger, and he says, I didn't understand his dechia, the raya. So that leaves us with a problem because if you think the Dagal Mirvala's raya is a good raya, so then it means everybody is matir shehiya hachzara, even Hanania, even Chachamim. Now, so the Dagal Mirvala, basically his approach to this question is: look, you have to matir chazara, and since the Magen Avraham says that this shaila is going to be dependent on the machlokas between Hanania and Chachamim, it must be that Hanania is matir chazara. I mean, that Chachamim are Matir Achzara, because the Brisa is Matir Achzara, and Hananiah is Matir Nesina L'chatchila. In which case, the Dagal Mirvala concludes, ah, Ladidan, we Ashkenazim who paskin like Hananiah, we should be able to do Smicha L'chatchila, Smicha L'chatchila.
How do you read the Magen Avraham who says it's Lohav Yama Be'er Shabbos?
You have to say, I suppose, that means that it's difficult. I think.
Put it on in the first place on Erev Shabbos. That's the
word. Oh, you mean if you left it on in first place such that it's only Shaila Achzara? Right. That's a good answer. In other words, if it's only assuming that you left it on Erev Shabbos, so then you'd be able to do Achzara. Good. Now, Rabbi Akiva Eiger brings a raya against this Dagal Mirvala from the Raman Sifhei, which L'chora, we're back to that again, is a very stark raya, and it's very hard to get out of. Because the Raman Sifhei does, we'll see shortly, we'll read it inside, but does seemingly asher nesina l'chatchila b'smicha. Now, just to, before we get to more Rishonim, that's sort of why the Mishnah Berurah, though he doesn't use this language because he's very deferential, but basically says the Magen Avraham is wrong. In other words, the raya that the Gomar Rava that Hachzar has to be mutter is a stark raya. Rabbi Kiviger's dechia isn't a good dechia. The raya Rabbi Kiviger brings from the Ramah, that the Ramah Aser Smicha L'Chatchil is also a very stark raya, and you can't really get out of that. So must be that Hachzar is mutter l'kulei alma, and the Sinu l'chatchila is aser l'kulei alma. Because after all, the Braisa was, the Gemara is not talking about the Sinu l'chatchila, right? So that's actually the Mishnah Berurah's conclusion. He thinks that, the way he puts it is the Rebbe Akiva Eiger is half right and the Gemara Rava is half right. But putting those two things together, that means the Magen Avraham is wrong. So, and that's the view of maybe some other Achronim, the Beis Meir. Fine. Now, I said before that there we shown him that addressed this question of smicha even more explicitly. And they are the Rashba and the Rush. So where's the Rashba? So this is the Rashba that we already saw already. This is the Rashba that is where he talks about the Kula in Sifhei of Kedera Gabi Kedera. And we paskin like this Rashba. So what did the Rashba say over there? Again, what did the Gemara say? We'll start with that. The Gemara over there said that you're allowed to go ahead and warm up water next to the fire as long as there's no chash bishul. That's basically the way the Rashba learned the Gemara. And therefore the Rashba says, so anytime you're not worried about the possibility for Bishul, you're allowed to warm things up next to the oven. And therefore the Rashba says, so if so, what's the logic there? Because warm, not oven there, it's talking about a fire actually. It sounds like an open fire. So what's the logic? Why are you allowed to warm things up next to the open fire when there's no chash Bishul? Because the reason for Nesina L'chatchila being Aser is because of Mechzik Mevashel. Nobody ever cooks things on the side of the fire. If you want to cook some things, you put it in the fire, on the fire, but not next to the fire. So therefore, once there's no Chash Bishul, plus there's no Mechzik Mevashel, Nesina L'chatchila is Mutter. And therefore, Huadin, K'deir Agabi K'deira. Because K'deir Agabi K'deira, what is that? There's no Mechzik Mevashel, because nobody ever cooks on top of a pot. So therefore, it's Mutter. So let's just look, though, how the Rashba formulates that kula. Oh, this is, again, the Chidushei Rashba. U'mechlal dvarim elu mutter. Now, there's having basically built up this whole mahalich of k'der gabi k'der being mutter, and anytime the nesina l'chatchila being mutter, anytime there's no mechzik mevashel. U'mechlal dvarim elu mutter la'aseis al gabi k'deira b'shabbos tav shil shen esbashel me'er shabbos. Right? K'der gabi k'deira, that's sifhei. A lot of put something fully cooked on top of a pot on Shabbos. Kigon panadish, ukiyotze bahen, kidei lacham iman. Bafilu tehe yatza lettuce bow, even though it's going to get yatza lettuce bow on top of the pot, no problem. Vafal pisha kidei nesun al gabi eish, in other words, even though the bottom pot's on the fire, lefisha enderach bishal kach, great. That we already know. But listen to the line. Ve'eno ela kenosin b'tzad ameicham o kenegra madura. This is no different than Betzad HaMeicham, Keneged Madura, which are Mutter. In other words, and Adurama, that's exactly where he got it from. How did he know that Keneged Gabi Keneged is Mutter, just like Keneged Madura is Mutter? Right? Why is Keneged Madura Mutter? No Chash Bishul. So if there's no Isser of Keneged Madura, when there's no Chash Bishul, even if it reaches Yatzel Adispo, Huadin, there should be no Isser of Keneged Gabi Keneged. But the part that we quote in Shulchan Aruch Sif Hei is only his conclusion about K'der Gabi K'der Mutter. But where did he get that from? Because that is no worse than B'tzad HaMeicham and K'neged HaMadura, which are Mutter. So, L'chora, it's Mefurash in the Rashba, that's Micha L'chatchil is Mutter. Right? That's how we know the Din in Sif Hei. Now, and we paskin like the Rashba. Don't tell me we don't paskin like the Rashba. We paskin like the Rashba and Sefei. So why didn't they bring a raya from here? I don't know. I mean, you could say it's not explicitly smicha, but Tzad HaMeicham and K'neged HaMadura should be the same. I think it comes from the fact that the Beis Yosef in Sefei, when quoting the Rashba, doesn't quote the Rashba. Who does he quote? The Ran, who quotes the Rashba. And the Ran doesn't quote that part of the Rashba. He just quotes, Rashba was matir, k'deir gabi k'deira. Without any of the analysis that this is mutter, just like smicha is mutter. So therefore, one could argue that in light of the fact that we pass like the Rashba, we should be makel over here. But it's not just the Rashba. It's also the Rush. The Rush is similar to the Rashba, though a little different. The Rush is perkimel, sif yud. And the Rush says explicitly smicha is mutter. The Rush is addressing the same type of issue as the Rashba, which is why is Keneged HaMadura Mutter when there's no Chash Bishul, and yet Al Gabi Kira is Aser? In other words, why is it that we know you can't put it Al Gabi Kira, even if the Kira is Gavra Katam, the Sinel Chachil is Aser, yet we also know that Keneged HaMadura is Mutter B'makom She'alakach Chash Bishul. How did the Rashba answer that question? He just said, very simple. Keneged HaMadura, there's no Chash Bishul, Mechzik Mevashel, and Al Gabi Akira, even if Gavra Katam, there is Mechzik Mevashel. That was the Rashba's answer. So listen to what the Rash says. V'yesh Lomar, V'yesh L'chalek Ben L'asim Al Gabi Akira L'Madura, Da K'deir Al Gabi Akira Aser Avala Eitzel HaMadura Shari, Mishum de Dami L'Somech V'Shari. So what does he say? Nogel in Yaneinu. He says, why is Keneged HaMadura Mutter to do Nesina L'Chatchila? Because it's like Smicha, which is Mutter to do Nesina L'Chatchila. How do we know that? Am Zayin. How did he know? Because he read the Gemara as not, I guess, not just talking about Hachzara, but also Nesina L'chatchila. So just like, so we know you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to do Smicha L'chatchila. You're allowed to do Keneged Madura. So here you see Mefurish, that Smicha L'chatchila is mutter for the Rosh. And Bir Halacha makes this point. Mihu, lo dami kulei hai, l'somech. But this is actually a little more chamor than somech. In other words, what did he say? Want to say that just like smicha is mutter, so too keneged madura is mutter. But this is, keneged madura is a little more chamor than smicha. Why? Dehasam, by smicha, mafsik kos le'akira. The walls of the kira are mafsik, meaning to say, if this is the thing I want to do smicha with, so here's my kira. Where's my fire inside? So I'm allowed to put it right up next to my kira, right? Because the walls of the kira separate between the fire, right? My hand is the fire, and the food. So there's some type of barrier between the food and the fire. Aval hacha shu etzel madura, here we're talking about an open fire. There is no barrier. Havile lamecha shamichata, so we should still be concerned with shamichata. There's no concern of shamichata because of the wall. When you do smicha, even though the kira is in ogaraf, the katam, because where's the fire? Inside the kira. So therefore, and he's concerned, even though it's mevushal kotzarko, obviously. So v'yeshlo markeven shesuchu chamim l'harchik min ha-madura, midinachat k'neged ha-madura, v'lo nakat eitzel ha-madura, ikakera v'lasi l'chtuye. Yeah, the answer is very simple. That if this is the fire, you can't put it mamish next to the fire. You need a little bit of a distance. I don't know how far, a little bit, little distance. You can't put it mamish next to the fire. And therefore, there's no chashash chitmi, gishmak. So what does he say? Right? Keneged madura is only mutter, unlike smicha, which you don't need any gap, because the wall of the kira is mafsik. Keneged madura, you need a little bit of a gap. So again, but takes for granted that smicha l'chatchila is mutter. So that's the view of the Rosh. So it comes out then that according to the Rosh, this is pashut, smicha l'chatchila is mutter. According to the Rashba, smicha l'chatchila is mutter. That leaves us with a little bit of a bind in terms of how to paskin. L'chora, you can be medayik from Tosfos, it's aser. From the Rif and the Rambam, certainly it's aser. At least b'das chachamim. Maybe not clear entirely what they would say Aliba de Chananya, because they think the Gemara Shaila doesn't make any sense according to Chananya. Could be they would be Matir according to Chananya. It's hard to know what they would say. So again, to me, it's a little perplexing in the whole discussion of Ruki Veger, Dagmar Ravavach, Sam Sofer, they don't bring up the Rashba, the Niran. One way or the other, and as I said, the Beis Meir has a diuk for the Rambam to be matir based off of Mi Ba'erev, but I didn't understand what that diuk was in light of Halacha Yod. There's a gra, which we'll get back to a little bit later, in Shin Yod Ches of Zion. That's very relevant here, but I think, except for you guys, the rest of the Chavar didn't get to Shin Yod Ches yet, so we'll wait till we get there. But the gra, Sifkat and Chaf Aleph, when you get there, you'll take a look. It's very, very relevant. So how do we come out? Lamaisa. So this is, as we say, we have Rishonim, rise from Rishonim, Wakan, Wakan. To the postgim, we also have this Machlokas HaPostgim. We have the Ramah, who does definitely seem to be Machmir on Neshaila, even though we Paskin like the Rashba, Lakul and Sifhei. Big machlokas, what the Magen Avraham meant between the Beis Meir, between the Ruki Veger and the Dagmar Mirvava. The Maskanas of Mishnah Berurah seems to be that it's mutter to do hachzara l'kulei alma, and it's also to do smicha. In other words, not like the Magen Avraham, like we said, rejecting this Magen Avraham. Rabbi Willig thought Rabbi Kiveger is right. He has a whole arichos on this. I didn't understand because I still don't understand how you deal with the, like the Mishnah Berurah. I don't understand how you get rid of the Raya for the Braisa. So as I said, this question is interesting versus Lamaisa. You're allowed to do Svicha, but that's also very interesting in terms of our general, it does get down to the basic question to some degree of what we're, when, under what circumstances we'd ever be matir anything, Nesina al-Khatkhila. Okay, new point. So we've been taking for granted from the very beginning. Yeah.
Just for my clarity, so there's no chashash chitui in this case, but it's possibly nasi kibishol. And what's the reason to be not clear, or if we then want to then apply that, let's say, hotly?
Well, it depends on you understand why we're machmir. If you think that the reason why nasi, you know, I'll say it like this. Why is it that you would aser this l'chatchila, nesim l'chatchila? Is it because you think that there's machzik mevashel? If you think that's true, so then you're right. Then this wouldn't be a raya l'hachmir for hot plates. If you think that no, it's take for granted, let's say what the Rashba presumes, that there is no machzik mevashel here, so then maybe we should ask her nesina l'chatchila onto a hot plate. And that would seem to be a reasonable conclusion. The question is then you have to figure out how is that consistent with the psak of the Shulchan Aruch that k'der rabbi k'der is mutter, presumably because there's no chshas mechzik mevashel. Right? So you're left with in a little bit of a pickle. The Chazon Ish really, I don't want to get into it, but he compares k'der rabbi k'der to smicha, which is a reasonable thing to do. It's in fact what the Rashba does. It's just the Rashba comes out lakula on that shaila. Okay. Let's talk about our stoves. Our stoves, for the most part, gas stoves. So let me ask you a shaila. Am I allowed to, let's say, not... something is 15% cooked, not Keder Chaisa, not Michael Ben Drusai. Could I leave the food on the stove at the beginning of Shabbos? What do you say? You guys think I'm asking a trick question? No. Of course it's Aser, right? I don't know. I think it should be Mutter. The Gemara says that Kashuk Vava is Mutter, right? You don't need Garfa Katan for Kashuk Vava. So the Kolbo, and it's quoted by the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yotas, writes that the reason is because there's no chitui for kashuk vava. Like kashuk vava is probably like cooking with newspaper, right? You put newspaper in a fire, it burns bright for a minute or two, and then it disappears. So the point is that you can't do chitui on kashuk vava. And what's left, there's no coals to stoke. You go ahead, right? If anyone's ever been camping and you make a fire to cook. So, you know, if you cook with wood, you make a wood fire. So what happens? It starts dying down. You blow on it. Now it gets big and then you can do some more cooking, right? That's Gefes Ubeitzim. Kashuk Vava, it's like lighting a fire with newspaper, right? After, there's no, blowing plays no role. You don't need to blow at the beginning. It burns bright and then it's dead. And you can blow all you want. You're not going to revive anything. So that's why Kashuk Vava is okay. That's what the Kolbo cited by the Mishnah Berurah says. Good. Now, but maybe we should be concerned that you'll add some more fuel, right? Okay, it goes out, you'll add some more fuel. So the answer is no. That they never said you need Garfa Katum because of a concern you're going to add more fuel, right? That's not a problem. That's an exam that they weren't gozer for. So they're concerned chitui, right? What's chitui? They're going to blow on it. That exists for gefes ve'etim, doesn't exist for kashuk vava. Okay, so now let's talk about our gas stoves. So our gas stoves, can you do chitui? No, not at all. Elamai, what could you do? You could turn up the gas. That's adding new fuel. So it should be mutter. Why should it be like Efes Ve'etzim? Why shouldn't we treat it like Kashuk Vava? Now, the Bir Halacha sort of addresses this. Bir Lachem Sif Aleph has the following shaila. He's mesupik, what's the din if you put a lot of kash? Is it aser when it's boer? In other words, a lot of kash, how long does that last? It doesn't last that long, but I don't know, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. You make a kash fire. Is that okay? So I would have said, of course, the Mishnah says kash uvav is mutter. So what's a safek? So the tzad lahakel is because the Mishnah says it's mutter. And moreover, the tzad lahakel is, I guess, because chitui doesn't really work, like we said. So what's a tzad lahachmir? So Mishnah doesn't tell you what his tzad lahachmir is. Maybe it's coming from the lashon of the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says what? Kira shesikuhu, which is in the past, sounds like now it's not boer. Because if it was, you wouldn't use the lashon of hisikuhu if it's not boer. But what's the tzvara lahachmir? I don't know, low plug. Maybe there is a little bit of a chash chitoy. I'm not sure. Maybe we're choshish that you'll bring more kash when the kash is there. I'm not so sure. But this might be relevant for a shaila of the gas. Yeah?
If we pask and kash with the by a tanner, it's going to be a problem. So it could be that the Rambam explains that it's because it is a chash chitoy.
Right. So the Rambam doesn't say that, yes. The Rambam says that why it's aser even if you did grifo k'tima, because even after you've removed it, because it's so hot.
Right.
But he's saying that differently, right? Isn't the Rambam saying that by why grifo k'tima doesn't work? He says it both. So what happens when I don't bring the Rambam? So okay, but we're not treating our kira, our stoves, like a tanur. So if you did, we'd have a lot of other chumras.
Right.
So
maybe highly cash is done with the time. That's what I'm trying to say. Maybe highly cash.
Okay, so if that's correct, so then it comes out that even if you do grifo k'tima on our stoves, it's aser. In other words, you're answering my question so good that now a blech, we threw out the heter of a blech. So you could say that if you're machmir on the shaila, like the Bir Halacha's mesupik, so then maybe we would be machmir here. Because he says that even by kira, if the kash uvava is boer, so then it's aser. And here, even if we're going to treat the gas as kash uvava, but it's boer. But it's still, even then, it's not pashut, because here it's a concern that it's still a concern of new fuel, not current fuel, right? The current fuel is done in a second. It's just new fuel. So it's not, if you think that there's no chash, that you're going to bring more fuel, then it should be mutter. So Maisi, you're all right. Of course, this is Aser. Take a look at Dir Shuno 37, Rosh Shlomo Zalman, Rav Eliashiv, Nissen Karel, it's everybody's machmir. So why is it? So they say the reason is because turning up the flame is very easy. So therefore, adrabba, there's more rechash chitui. So even though we're not choshish that you're going to bring more kash, that's because you have to bring it from the outside. If I want to bring more kash, I don't have to go to my kash bin and bring in more kash. Here, I just have to turn up the flame. It's so easy. That's not a pashut reason. I mean, they just made up their own new gzeira, didn't they? Echtesi to make a... Okay, you're right. If Chazal were making up the takana nowadays, then for sure, it would make sense that if you're choshish for chitui, you should be choshish, you'll turn up the fire to speed things up. But we don't make up new zeros. So it seems to me that these achronim must have understood the gedder in the following way. It's not an obvious point. It's not that they understood that the gzera, all the restrictions are not gzera shem yechate. It's gzeira shema yase davar kal kimo chitui. So why did they say yachata? Because dibru behove. That's what the concern was in those days. But it wasn't, the iser isn't gzeira shema yachata. The iser is gzeira shema yase davar kal kimo chitui. And therefore, if that's true, so then it would be okay. Okay, that's fine. But that could just mean that get the chash is gzeir shem yichata and tach betit says you're not going to be mechata. Good. But that doesn't say that's like grief of ketima. Also, you won't be mechate. That doesn't teach me that the iser was anything more than chitoy. Maybe the gzera was chash chitoy. When there's no chash chitoy, it's mutter.
Well, it's interesting
between
people of Tuma and whether you want to say
Tachbetit and Tachbetit.
Whether you want to say Hesachadas or Heker, whatever everyone says, it sounds like. But I mean, that's not what
Tachbetit is. Tachbetit is, well, assuming like Rashi, not the Rambam, but let's say for the Ramah, class like Rashi. See, right. Tachbetit is that you're going to wake up before, by the time you have to do Tachbetit, you're going to wake up, you're going to meaning open up the oven and get rid of the ticha. You're going to wake up and realize, it's Shabbos, I'm not allowed to do this, right? So that's true. That's going to be mutter. But that doesn't, and that's consistent with the idea that the gzeira is shema yaseh davar kal. But that doesn't prove that the gzeira shema yaseh davar kal. That's equally plausible if you hold that the gzeira is shema yachate. And that's another way of solving that problem. But anyway, halach l'maaseh, of course, it's aser. And we certainly follow all the poskim. It's just interesting to think about that, you know, what we all take for granted as aser is, I don't know, it's so pashut that it should be aser. As I said, certainly it is aser. And I don't have any strong rayas to be mako, other than just, you know, echtesi. But that's an interesting thing to think about. Okay. Another topic that we brought up a little bit at the beginning that maybe I want to get back to is the question of whether it's an iser matziv or not. This is the chakira was spelled out most explicitly by the Chazon Ish. Let's say we're talking about on Shabbos. So is the Isser the Nesina b'Shabbos or the Isser of the Matziv of having something on the fire? Now, the Nafka Mina would be, let's say, a guy did it on Shabbos. And let's assume that there's not going to be, you know, let's say the Isser Amir Lenachri wasn't violated. The guy did it on his own. And there wouldn't be an iser. So do I have to take it off? There wouldn't be, let's say, an iser b'diavad, which we haven't gotten to the b'diavad issues. But do I have to take it off? Because right now, you know, the guy put it on the fire or put it on the blech. The guy put it on the blech. Do I have to take it off the blech? So the Chazon Ish said, yeah, you have to. Because it's not just a problem. The problem isn't just putting it on the blech, the sin al-chadchila. The problem is having it on the blech. And therefore, even if you solve the problem of Amir al-Nachri, which there are cases where that could be done, but it doesn't help you one bit. Now, are there any rayos to this? So one raya, Shtickle Rai, I thought, was from the Lashon of the Gemara in Lamed Chesmed Aleph that says that the tzad to be made, there the Gemara is asking, what about Maisa Shabbos? And it says that by Bishol, Loshna, Shogig is Mutter, Mezid is Aser, the Loshna, and the Gemara is Tutstadim is Loshna Lahaka, Loshna Lahachmir. And the Gemara says, well, maybe, why would this be different than Bishol? The Loka Avid Maisa. That's what the Gemara says. In other words, they're talking about Shehiya, saying Shehiya is more of a tzad lahakel because lo ka'avid maisa. So that might point to the fact that this idea is an iser matzin. In other words, the iser has nothing to do with having done a maisa. Now, it's easier to say that on Shehiya because there is no maisa in Shabbos, which is what the Gemara is talking about. It's talking about Shachach Kedera Gabi Kira, but maybe that also tells me about all the cases that wherever we aser, in this case, it's low COVID mice. And that might a little bit depend on the degree to which you think Shia and Chazar are related, the point that we discussed earlier. Any other rayos? That may be from a number of Rishonim, Lamed Zayin and Aleph, Lamed Zayin and Beis, sorry, there's a raya. The Gemara says over there, Ma'u Lishos, right? Which we talked about earlier. That's like a funny question. We just answered that question. But Ma'u Lishos, Amar Lei, HaRav Yehuda, Ma'ashu Lei V'achil. Amar Lei, Bar Mined Rav Yehuda, Degevin Mesukkot Hu, Afil V'Shabbos Nari Shari Lamavad Lei. Good. So don't bring me a raya. Maybe she is normally Aser. But oi, Rav Yehuda, he was a Mesukkot. So what does Mesukkot mean? So I guess the simple reading of our Girsa is he would die if he didn't have fresh, warm food. A number of Rishonim, among them the Ritva, say that's not the correct Girsa. It's not that, we would actually cook for him, for example. V'yesh garsen dimitsunan hu, says the Ritva. He's not Mesukkot, he's Mitsunan. Kolomar, shuchoy le'me'ayin. He's got some type of stomach condition. He needs warm food. Oh, we already know that Amir Lenachri is mater b'makom chayli. That's what it means. Oh, it's also in the Ritva, the Shita Laran has this girsa, and others. Basically, what he's saying is there's a heter Amir Lenachri, like for chol l'shein bo sakana. So then there's a heter over here. And we're not just talking about Shehiya L'chora, according to this gear. So we're even talking about Nesina L'chadchila. So, again, the context here is the Isser Shehiya K'sheno Garf, according to the Rabbanan, and we're saying it's Matar Ali De'Gai. But L'chora, it's a little schwer for the Chazon Ish. At least these we show. You could try to get out of it by saying that maybe we put matar al shvusim for chol l'shein bo sakana, right? The Shita of the Rashba. But the Ritva is not that way. The Ritva Ksubas, if you remember, we saw Daf Sam Chalid Beis, he doesn't hold like that Rashba. And even over here, it doesn't sound that way because it sounds like they're only matar because it's Amir L'Nachri. We're allowed to do Amir L'Nachri for chol, not any shvus.
Isn't it right the other way because the Gemara wanted to take a proof in this case, but clearly a goy was the one doing it? Even a goy doing it would have been a raya that it's putter?
One second. No. The Havamina was that they did Shehiya like Hananya, right? That's what I'm talking about, Shehiya. And we say, no, this is Aide Gai.
What was Aide Gai? The Shehiya.
Whatever it is, even the Sina L'chatchila. In other words, the Gemara said...
But they knew what happened.
No, probably not. It could be that... It could be that he did Shehiya also. It's not clear what the answer is. In other words, once we're going to say that he was sick and it's different, so it's not clear what the story is anymore. But even if you're right, so therefore we're Matir Shehiya because of Amir al-Nachri. But anyway, that wouldn't make sense according to the Chazon Ish. Now you could still argue, I guess if you wanted a little bit get out of the raya, you could say, okay, that's just matir, that's a raya lahatir shehiya be'isser, whatever that might be, but maybe hachzara is more of a concern because mechzik mevashel and the like. So yeah, I agree that it's not a raya she'en ala tshuva. So any other discussion? So the Mishnah Brura, the Bir Halacha, quotes from the Maharit that he's Mekel. And the reason is because the Iker Gzer is because of Machzik Mevashel. So let's say a guy put it on an adjustable hot plate. So there we would have to be Mekel, Machmir. You'd have to take it off. Why? Because we're concerned that the Yisrael is going to do chitoy. But let's say it's only a chshash of nesina l'chadchila. There's no gzeira shem yichata. let's say the guy puts it on a blech. So unless you think that there's an extra concern of chitoy for nesina lechatchila, for which the grief of ketima doesn't alleviate, right? Which maybe the Mishnah Bura is choshish for, but we already saw last week at least where Rabbi Willard learned the Rishonim, and based off the psak and sif, hey, that's not the case. So then the only concern is mechzi kimavashel, right? And there's no the mechzi kimavashel is when the guy put it on. Okay, so at that point, maybe it should be okay. Because the mice of putting it on would be okay, assuming again we get rid of the Amira Lenachri concerns. Again, practically speaking, it might be a problem anyway else, Amira Lenachri, but in a case where there is no concern of Amira Lenachri, well, maybe that would be okay. Now, this Shaila really comes up in Sif Hei again. Keep on coming back to that. What is this? What do we say in Sif Hei? Kol hadvarim she'asar lasos midvarim elu, asar lo milein Yehudi lasos. If you can't do it, you can't ask a guy. Right? In other words, even though it's an Issa d'Rabbanan, you can't ask a guy. Now, it sounds like from the Ramah that he says not only that, but it would be asur b'diavet to eat it, at least as long as it's alive, as long as it's still hot. Whether it's cooled down or not, we'll have to get back to that a little bit later. So that's where the Ma'arib says maybe we could be mekel l'tzarech Shabbos, and if you're mekel l'tzarech Shabbos, ein goer in bo, because l'maisa it's a shvus to shvus, right? B'makom tzarech Shabbos. In other words, what is this? Why is it a shvus to shvus? Tamir l'nachri, and what's Tamir l'nachri doing? Nesina l'chatchila, which is nesid rabbanan. We know shvus to shvus b'makom tzarech Shabbos, you could be mekel. So that's the logic of the Ma'arit. In other words, the Ma'arit's basically disagreeing with Chazon Ish, maybe learning like this Ritva, and saying that the Isser of Nesina L'chatchila is basically an Isser like any other Isser D'Rabbanan. Okay, we'll leave out Shehiyah. Maybe we'll say Shehiyah is an Isser Matzah because it's on Erev Shabbos, right? That's why the Gemara says Ein Bo Maisa. We could deal with that. Other, we could say at the very least that when there's no... when it's only an Isser of Nesina L'chatchila, which is rooted in Mechzik Mevashel, that's like any other Isser Rabbanan. It's an Isser Maisa, it's not an Isser Matziv. And therefore, once that's true, so like I said, we there are ways that we could sometimes not do our Meral Nachri. Let's say, Shfos to Shfos, B'makom Tzarech Shabbos. There's nothing else to eat. All the other, I don't know, would be cold, something like that. So that's the Ma'arid is Mekel. Bi'ur Lacha says, though, that it's mashma from Kama Poskim, but they don't hold this Ma'arit. But he says, yesh lismoch alav l'tzarech Shabbos. Again, the Ramah sounds like l'chumra, but the Ma'arit is megel. As we said before, the Chazon Ish is machmir. The Mishnah Brura seems to be... open, you know, b'shas adchak at least, open to the possibility of being megel. Now, where does this come up? So, one possibility is Amir L'Nachri, like we said, but maybe a more relevant issue is a timer. And this relates, you could actually create the situation that the Ramah talks about, namely, what about putting food, let's say, on an adjustable hot plate before it went on. Later it goes on with the timer. So according to the Chazon Ish, for sure this would be Aser. Maybe according to the Ma'arit, this would be Mutter. Here, we're a little more concerned because of the Chitoy, but Lemaisa, it sounds like the Ramah is Mekel on a similar situation to this timer. What does the Ramah say? L'chein, Nogin, Sha'inim Yehudim, Motzien Akderos Minatanurim, Shematminim Bahem. So, what they used to leave their oven on Friday, I mean, fill their oven with fuel Friday night. Great. The problem is, by the time the morning came, the fuel ran out. So now you want to figure out how you're going to get your food hot for Shabbos day Sudar, keep it hot. So they used to have Gayim that would turn on their furnaces on Shabbos. This was Mutter because of the principle we saw earlier, Kol Cholam Eitzel Tzina, Samir L'Nachri is Mutter. So the guy who's going to come on and turn on the furnace. So what do? So the guy takes the Kedera out of the Tanur and puts it by the furnace and then lights the furnace. Puts it on next to the furnace, on the furnace, and then lights the furnace. And then, memela, al-yidei zeh ha-kederos choyvin v'nirtachin. Then it gets hot, al-yidei Yisrael, aser v'chiyai gafna. So, now, first of all, again, this isn't the time to do this again, but if you saw the source for this idea, this kula is from the Trumas Hadeshin, and it's the locus classicus to discussing the issue of psik resha yidei amira l'nachri, and maybe psik resha b'shuvos. If you take a look at the heter of the Trumas Hadeshin for this din, Kohen Ramai writes, amira l'nachri b'psik resha is mutter sheshneim isurin kalin. Now, there's Amir L'Nachri is an Isser Kal, and Psik Resha is an Isser Kal. So if you look at the Gra over here, Sifkat and Samachtesi says, this is Psik Resha Denichalai, that's an Isser Deraisa. What are you doing calling it an Isser Kal? And also, how do you know, who gave you Rishis to start ranking the Isserim to Rabbana? This is an Isser Kal, or this is an Isser Kal? He says, it's very Dochak. But anyway, the Rama also paskins it. So this is an important discussion, though not for now, about Psik Resha Bamir L'Nachri. Al Kol Panim, here we have an Isser Matziv, right? We basically have Achzar B'Isser. If Yisrael did this, this would be Aser, and still we're Mekel. So the Chazon Ish, this is L'Chor HaMefer, first refutation of the Chazon Ish, right? The Rama is Mekel. The Rama says, you could have the guy do it. He got rid of the problems of Amir al-Nachri somehow or another because it's a Psik Resha by Amir al-Nachri. Whatever it is, we go. It's mutter for the guy to do it. But now, as soon as the guy did it, the Yisrael should have to take it right off the furnace. How does this help? Obviously, the Rama didn't think you have to take it off. A rye against the Trumas Hadeshin. Oh, so Chazon Ish is very bothered by this. He's aware of the problem. So he gives two answers. His second answer seems to be that this is like Kedera al Gabe Kedera, because it's not Derech Bishul, it's on the furnace. But he says that can't really be right, because then why is it Aser to do it L'chatchila? Now, Kedera al Gabe Kedera, you could take your kugel out of the fridge and put it Kedera al Gabe Kedera, and here we don't allow that. So I don't know what Chora's first answer is the correct answer. So what's the first answer? So the first answer is that in Achinami, it's mutter. Does anyone have a Chazon Ish here? Sorry, I didn't come with this far. It's quoted in the Deer Shoot, but not fully. So, if you can, we don't really have time. The answer, if I recall correctly, is that since it was put on when it was cold, it's mutter. In other words, this ruling that the Chazon Ish has, that it's an Isser Matziv, is only said when you put it on an oven that's hot. But if you put it on an oven that's cold, like in this case, where the guy put on the oven in the cold, that it's mutter. Okay, great answer. So what comes out with mice according to this is like this. Let's say I want to put something cold, cooked, on a covered electric range that's going to go on with the timer. Right? So again, would I be able to do Nesina L'Chatchila here? No. Because it's Garf HaKatam, you can't do Nesina L'Chatchila, but right now it's cold. It's going to go on in the timer. So l'chora, it should be okay. In other words, even if we accept the Chazon Ish's chumra, this should be okay. No, by myself.
I thought we said that this thing is also for the Jews.
Ah, but why is that aser for a Jew to do? Because that is, because then, because this is, there's mechzi kemevashel here. In other words, this is, or it's not garfakat, it's not garfakatum. So it won't help for a Jew to do it. It's not garfakatum. But in our case, it is garfakatum. So Rabbi Willig thinks this is correct. He basically says we accept the first answer of the Chazon Ish, and that's okay. If you want to look, it's Rabbi Willig, page 150. So if you had, I don't know how practical this is, even though the Ramah is only Matir Eitzel Tanner, that's because it's already lit. So according to this, here's the following Shaila, and I guess with this we'll close. What about a timer on a coffee machine? This is where people really want timers, right? As everybody knows, instant coffee, it's like the worst thing in the world. And the worst part about Shabbos is instant coffee. Somebody once told me that. So, okay. So you're going to go ahead and you put your, and all coffee makers, I think, have built-in timers, right? This way you go to sleep, you wake up, and your coffee's all ready. It's great. So you set it up before Shabbos. So is that okay? So you'll say, 1 second, but it's not garfakatam. Maybe well, it's mati or timers, but only if it's garfakatam. How are you going to do garfakatam? But I'll say that's not a good kasha because you don't need grief 15 minutes. There's no way to speed it up, right? Now, when it's off, we're not afraid you're going to turn it on. We have no such gzeira. And once it's on, I mean, maybe some coffee makers are different. I don't know. But let's assume the coffee maker doesn't have like fast, slow, medium, right? It takes whatever it takes, I don't know, 15 minutes to make your cup of coffee. And that's what it takes. You can't speed it up. So therefore, there should be no need. So there's interesting Shaila. Well, maybe you could speed it up by taking out the water, right? This comes up by urns. Do you need to put up your urn to make sure that it gets hot before Shabbos starts? Let's say Shkia. I don't have to worry about it, right? So an urn is not garfakatum. And even if you pass like Hanania, it still has to reach out to lettuce bow before Shabbos. So you'll say, no, it's mutter. Why? Because I can't speed up my urn. It is garfakatum. But Rav Moshe says that's not true, because you can speed up urine. How do you speed up urine? You take some water out, and the rest of the thing goes much quicker. If you want to like really speed up an urn, your urn's going too slowly, and you want a cup of coffee, so take out half the water, and it'll heat up in half the time. But I don't even know if you could do that for a coffee maker. You could take out the water? Not sure. Or if you want to like still be worried. So you'll do tachbetet on your coffee maker. You'll take duct tape and you'll put it all over the place and then you won't be able to speed it up. So, you know, certainly Cordery Willing, that should be okay. We know he's making my tachbetet and we know he's making on timers. So that's very willing. Still aser. Why? Rabbi say, we're talking about addicts. Right? What's going to happen? You're not going to get your coffee maker. The guy who like I said, the worst part about Shabbos for him is the lack of lack of fresh coffee. And you know, everybody knows that when you set up timers, like a third of the time you get it wrong. It's like instead of going off at 6 a.m., it's going to go on at 6 p.m. And now he's going to see his thing. And he's going to take off that tachbetit and press the button and change. So, Hai is making up his own Xera. Okay, this is a Xera that's right to be made up. That's what Ray Willig thinks. All right, so we'll stop here. I think for now we're going to be done Simon Reish Nun Gimel. Next time, Bezer Shem, on Friday, we're going to start with Shin Yud Ches. What you should do is go weiter in the Gemaris till the another daf or so, till the end of the Bishul Sugyas. And also, it's Kedai. There's just a couple of lines of Gemara and Bishul in Perklal Gadol, which you should see as well. And we're going to start with, just so you don't get overwhelmed, we're going to start with Maisa Shabbos, because that's what it starts off in Shin Yud Ches. So for next time, especially just do Shin Yud Ches Aleph and the Sugya of Maisa Shabbos. Very Kedai to read that gigantic gra on the beginning of Shin Yud Ches Sif Aleph.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Shkayach.
I didn't understand the very answer. Why does whether or not it's group of